This is Hometown Heroes, celebrating everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a chance to explore the USS Midway Museum in beautiful San Diego, California. You could spend a whole day on this ship and not see all of it. And if you have young children, they might spend all day in the gift shop. Nearly three dozen historic aircraft dot the flight deck and the hangar deck below. And hundreds of volunteers add living history to the experience, really making it a different experience every day. I had the chance to explore the ship while there to announce the first ever college wrestling match on an aircraft carrier, the Battle on the Midway, featuring Fresno State and the Air Force Academy, and I couldn't help but think of so many veterans who've shared their stories here. Outside of the amazing Battle of Midway holographic video experience sits an SBD Dauntless dive bomber. I took one look at the decked-out mannequin in the rear-facing gunner's seat and thought of the late Don Hoff, who was in that very spot on an SBD at Midway and shared his story on Hometown Heroes back in 2008. If you want to hear Don's Midway memories, pull up episodes number 18 and 19 at hometownheroesradio.com. Just about every step you take on the Midway brings you face-to-face with something you might not have even contemplated before. And when you see the sheer volume of people working to make it all possible, you might be fooled into thinking this is a government project. Midway historian Carl Zingheim says that's a common misconception that couldn't be further from the truth.
We are self-sustained. We are completely privately run, a nonprofit, but we don't take a single penny of either state or federal tax money. So we're completely self-sustained thanks to the skills of our volunteer and staffing here, the magnificence of the ship, and the enthusiasm of the people who support us.
And for you personally, I mean, you've given me a lot of the what of the Midway and probably some of the how and certainly the when. But what about the why? What's the why for you? Why are you involved in this project? And maybe in addition to the why, you can tell me a little of the backstory of how the Midway came to be here and that whole background.
The Midway Museum story really goes all the way back to the early 90s when a North County businessman was interested in running for Congress. And he just needed to have a personalized plank on which to separate himself from the rest of the crowd. Now, he didn't get past the primary process, but his commitment to the concept of being able to have an appropriate place to venerate service and to celebrate the achievements of naval aviation stayed with him. And so through the next 20 some odd years practically, he dedicated himself to it and more importantly brought along a dedicated group, not just of former servicemen, but of businessmen, people who were successful in working in the local economy, as well as a broad cross-section of people from local politics, and put together an organization that worked very patiently through the challenging process of applying for and qualifying for approval to receive a formal naval vessel for public use. The nice thing about that was that we got a good mix of people to work with. And for me, that was really a thrill, being able, it's almost like being back in the service again. We were working with dedicated, highly skilled people all working towards a common purpose, and that can really give you a thrill sometimes. And so the nice thing about working with that group was that we knew what we wanted, we knew exactly where things needed to be, and the ship, of course, was eventually delivered, and the real commitment then came in being able to deliver on that promise. And I should say, I hope we really have. We're currently enjoying about a little over a million visitors a year now, and we've got wonderful reviews and ratings. And I really like to lay that as the part of the foundation of this commitment to having a quality salute to our veterans and to the legacy of naval aviation, to those people who really put in the time while leading their own lives before the ship actually became an institution.
And what's the personal motivation for you? How long you've been here and how long you're going to continue to be here and why?
Well, I'm a little bit unusual. I'm kind of a crustacean around here. I've been here since 1996 when you count the time when we were trying to get the ship. For me, it was literally the best application of my own personal education and interests. After my time in the service had ended, I was working in a sales capacity, and that's a very honorable line of work, but it really was kind of a tangential fit. And so fortunately, through my employer, I came across a group that was trying to bring an aircraft carrier to San Diego. And when I learned what they were really all about, what kind of people were working on this project, I said, you know what, I think that's for me. My lifetime interest in military history, as well as my background in serving in the fleet, I said, I can't think of a better way to apply both my personal experiences, my education, and my interests than working in some capacity on board the Midway.
And how long were you in the Navy?
Oh, just briefly, just 7 years in the fleet at the tail end of the Cold War. So I was blessed in my particular case of not being there when the bullets were flying back and forth. So those magnificent men before me and the young men and women who've come after me are the ones who really giving the full measure of devotion. And for me, it was just a brief time between the conflicts. And so just the luck of the timing.
Well, thank you for serving, and thank you for what you're doing here. It's an amazing ship, and it has so much to offer people. And I guess that's my last question for you, Carl, is if there's one thing, one message, one concept, one piece of understanding that you hope a visitor to the Midway comes away with, what would you say that is? What is that takeaway you hope people get from this experience?
Well, we like to say that freedom is not free, but it's more than the slogan, especially after you've really taken the time to take the tour, listen to the audio narrative, meet our volunteers, our docents, and to really see what the challenges are on just doing work at sea, let alone in combat, and being able to work with other dedicated people and to see what commitment to something that's challenging and dangerous really means for a common goal, and that is, of course, preserving our way of life here. And I think we're largely successful in that, especially amongst an international audience where they get to see what American commitment is really all about. And that comes forth in everything we try to do here. And I'm very proud of the fact that that is something that we can be sincere in delivering.
You cannot visit the USS Midway Museum without that message coming through loud and clear. And speaking of loud, an added bonus is that with San Diego's large military presence, you're bound to have jets or helicopters flying over as you'll wander around the massive flight deck. You'll also learn a lot in hands-on demonstrations from former aviators like Tom Miller, who has volunteered here for the last 4 years. Let's find out why.
Well, it's one way to give back to the U.S. Navy and to San Diego. The Navy has shaped, I think, me as an individual. It's an honor to have been part of the active duty Navy, particularly as an aviator. So to give back by way of the Midway is, it's a pleasure and an honor for me.
Do you have a particular plane that holds special significance for you on the ship?
There are several. The A-4 down on the elevator and the little fat boy S-3 that's right across the way here are a particular favor in my heart, I guess.
Well, I'm sure there's a story there.
I flew each of those aircraft.
Off of?
The Saratoga and the Kitty Hawk. A couple of years into the 80s, but the majority of my flight time was in the 70s.
How long were you in the Navy?
I was in the Navy active duty about 11 years, and then I stayed in reserves for about 30 years.
How often do you guys bump into each other and swap some stories from flying these birds?
The Midway, since we have a briefing before we actually stand our watch, we collect probably 20 of us, 20 to 30 of us. There's a lot of sharing, a lot of give and take during those briefings, besides being serious about what we're doing for the next 4 to 5 hours here on the ship.
What's the most interesting question anybody's ever asked you here?
I'll answer it this way. The most uninteresting is, one, where's the exit and where's the bathroom? But the most interesting question I had was right after we started the actual Midway battle exhibit. I was standing watch in that particular area, helping point people to the right queue to go in for that exhibit. And a crew of about 5 or 6 individuals came up to me asking me questions about the exhibit. And there was an old lady, a small little old lady in that group. And as I'm talking, I notice her smiling. And so as we finished up the questions, she came up to me and said, You know, my father was in the Battle of Midway. He was one of the Marines that was actually in the trenches on the island. And I was flabbergasted. And she went on to explain how he was when he returned from that experience. That's an example of the opportunities you have to engage with the guests here on the ship that make it all worthwhile.
Well, and isn't that how it works? Here you are looking to give some of yourself, even though you've already given so much to our country, to give something back to the people here, and you come here and you're learning something you wouldn't have found otherwise, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. And I think all the docents, all the other volunteers have a similar story or several.
If you had to put the purpose of this museum into a paragraph, how would you explain that? Why is this important? Why are you and all these other volunteers here? What's the message that you're hoping to convey?
To underline the importance of the U.S. Navy and the armed forces to the strength and the viability of the United States. That's the number one reason for the ship being here. Way down the list would be the entertainment value of the ship to the general number of guests that we have each year, each day. And somewhere between that first priority and that priority as entertainment, there's another reason for the ship to be here, and that's education for our young folk. The ship does a marvelous job in leveraging the shape of the ship, the various operations of the ship, to teach grade school kids, high school kids, physics, mathematics, civil education, government education, all those gamuts of a well-rounded education.
How long do you plan on continuing to come out here and volunteer?
As long as I'm of value, then I'll probably be here.
And I've got to ask, since you know you mentioned those two aircraft, the A-4 and the S-3, that you spent time in, did you have a particular memory that you often reflect on, or an experience in one of those planes that's something you could never forget?
Not one that I could probably repeat here, but I would give a sea story. Very early in my career, we were practicing traps, another aircraft, S-2s, and we were getting ready to launch one of the S-2s on the bow cats. And so the aircraft's winding up its engines to be launched, and where the aircraft was sitting, the catapult officer couldn't see the hand signals of the pilot. So one of the engines starts unwinding. In other words, it's starting to explode. And the catapult officer launches the aircraft anyway. Well, it angered the pilot, so he immediately, as soon as he got airborne with one engine, he immediately turned downwind to set up and land, so he traps right back aboard. He doesn't shut the airplane down. He just leaves it sitting in the resting gear, comes out of the airplane and runs forward and slugs the catapult officer for that mistaking launch of him.
Oh, I can see how that would stick with you. I guess that's something I should ask you too, because very few of us have ever or will ever experience it. What does it feel like to launch off of one of these things and then to land on it?
To launch, it translates to maybe a few seconds where your heart isn't beating. It kind of feels that way. You're under a lot of G-force, a lot of acceleration of your body during those few seconds. So to me, the best way to explain it to the general populace is your heart stops beating for a couple of seconds till you're airborne. And landing, certainly the daytime landings are a real thrill. It's a really, they can't pay you enough. And the adverse at night, they can't pay you enough. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, Tom, thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing a little bit about that. Is there anything else you think people should know about the Midway?
Just come and see us any day. We're open 24 pardon me, not 24, but 7 days a week.
Yeah, not exactly around the clock, but open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day with the last admission at 4 o'clock. Break time again, but you will not want to miss the next gentleman we're going to meet. He was a rear-facing gunner in SB-2C Hell Divers during World War II. He's volunteered on the Midway since it opened as a museum in 2004, so he's met thousands and thousands of people. But I don't think you're going to believe the story of one chance encounter that might just give you goosebumps. Hometown Heroes will be right back after this.